this technology will work. This is a pre-hearing conference in docket DEO 9035. On April 17th, Public Service Company of New Hampshire filed with the Commission a petition for temporary delivery rates pursuant to New Hampshire RSA 378-27, together with supporting testimony. The petition requests an order approving an increase in distribution revenues of $36.4 million, or approximately 14%. To become effective as temporary rates on July 1st, 2009. The requested effective date has now been changed to August 1st, 2009. According to the filing, PSNH will be initiating changes to its stranded cost recovery charge and default energy service charge that, combined with the requested temporary increase in distribution rates, are expected to result in an average decrease to overall retail electric service rates of 1.3%. PSNH's petition states that although it has not yet determined the amount of its permanent rate increase request, the rate level in the temporary rate increase is less than the total revenue requirement adjustment it plans to seek in its permanent rate increase request. PSNH filed its notice of intent to file rate schedules pursuant to New Hampshire Code of Administrative Rules, PUC 1604.05, on May 29, 2009, and will file its full permanent rate filing on or before July 1, 2009. A hearing on PSNH's petition for temporary delivery rates will be held before the Commission on July 13, 2009 at 10 a.m. At this point, I would like to take appearances.
Public Service Company of New Hampshire. My name is Gerald N. Eaton. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Hearing Examiner. Meredith Hatfield for the Office of Consumer Advocate, and with me are Ken Traum and Steve Eckberg.
Good morning, Madam Hearing Examiner. Edward N. Draymond for the staff, and with me this morning are Matthew Fossen and Stephen Frank.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. What I would like to do
Excuse me, Stephen Frank. Stephen Mullen.
What I'd like to do now is to take the party's initial positions, and I would like you to address both the procedural and any substantive issues that you may have in this docket.
Thank you, Madam Hearing Examiner. Public Service Company has filed its notice of intent, which claims that a revenue deficiency of $51 million in total for permanent rates that will be the subject of our permanent rate filing on or before July 1st. We expect the Commission will suspend that tariff filing under RSA 378-6 investigation, and that is why we had filed a request for temporary rates, which is the subject of this hearing and the hearing on July 13th. As explained in that testimony, there is a deterioration of PSNH's rate of return far below the allowed rate of return that was found in the last rate case. Another important part of our rate increase request on temporary rates is to begin collecting the cost of the 2008 ice storm. As far as procedural matters are concerned, the parties have not discussed a procedural schedule for a permanent rate case, but I believe we can begin that discussion either in the tech session following this pre-hearing conference or as part of the hearing on temporary rates on July 13th. There's only been one petition for intervention by Unitil, which PSNH does not oppose. One other thing, formally on the record, I would like to withdraw the memorandum that we filed on May 13th that had to do with justification of temporary rates on July the 1st. and that question is now moot. And one other thing I'd like to note for the record, which I don't normally do, but I am in this case, is the affidavit of publication was filed with the commission on June the 1st.
Thank you. I was actually going to ask you for that. Do you intend to submit a letter reaffirming that?
Yes, I will.
Are there, while I'm on the subject of the Unitil intervention request, are there any objections to that request by the group?
No.
Is that a request for full intervention or, sorry?
It's for full intervention, but I believe the petition conditions it in that the intervener does not want to receive any confidential information. So it's self-limiting
okay.
And conditional.
I'll review that before I come to the condition. All right.
Thank you. The OCA does not have a position at this time on PSNH's temporary rate request. We did raise an issue with respect to the timing and the fact that the company had filed temporary rates separately and before the parties are in receipt of the permanent rate request. But in light of the fact that the rate changes are going into effect on August 1st, and because PSNH has agreed to withdraw their memorandum, the OCA is not intending to press that issue at this time. And we look forward to engaging in discovery in the time frame that we have before the hearing, and we do think it would be more appropriate to wait on a procedural schedule until we do have the company's permanent filing, although I think in light of the fact that that it is summer and people are planning vacations, we might want to just take a quick look at the calendar and sketch out some general dates. I guess if we work on the assumption that we'll receive the filing June 30th or July 1st. We're certainly willing to begin that discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, UES's intervention request is similar to requests of that kind filed in the past, in which they seek full intervener status but agree to certain voluntary limitations and basically to get on the service list and do not expect to be actively participating. As staff understands it, UES's ability to modify the limits described in the petition is subject to the commission's approval, and on that basis, staff does not oppose the petition. In terms of the substance of the temporary rates filings, staff continues to review it. Staff has commenced discovery. And has issued a first set of data requests and has received the company's answers to that. Staff would note that it is concerned about the pro forma revenue and expense adjustments that are proposed in the temporary rate filing in view of the fact that the statute, RSA 378-27, contemplates that temporary rates will be set on utilities, books, and records. In addition, staff is considering how to deal with the ice storm costs for purposes of temporary rates. Clearly, those costs are very large and need to be considered carefully. And staff looks forward to working with the parties to develop a procedural schedule, at least for temporary rates beyond the hearing date, which has already been established.
Are there any other pending issues that I should be made aware of before I close this meeting? The process will be that I will make a recommendation to the commission based on what the parties have argued this morning, and the commission will probably issue an order or secretary letter dealing with the intervention and the other issues. What I would suggest the parties do in the technical session is work out for certain the procedural schedule, any discovery or other issues that need to be dealt with before the temporary rate hearing. And I would encourage the parties to do some work in the permanent rate process, at least I think OCA raises a good issue. We're headed into vacation months, and it is difficult to get commitments in terms of rounds of discovery and technical sessions and things. So even without knowing the issues, the specific issues that you're going to see in the permanent rate case, I think you can anticipate and incur some basic procedural steps. And as you know, the commission's always receptive to requests to modify